rest of the story. Top turret gunner and flight engineer Lyman Blackwell peered out from behind his two 50-caliber weapons, surveyed the landscape as best he could from his perch directly above the pilots of the B-17. "Hey," he said aloud, as though the crew could hear him above the coarse whine of the engines, "hey, those are civilians down there." Indeed, no military targets, only a city of 700,000 Germans swollen to perhaps 1,200,000 by refugees seeking haven from the east. No war plants, no weapons warehouses, just shops and homes and ordinary people as far as the eye could see. But escorted by a flock of P-51s, Blackwell's bomber made a successful sighting run, and then all hell broke loose. In 33 missions, the young flight engineer had never seen anything like it. Incendiaries and high explosives falling in such concentration that 1,000-degree hurricane velocity firestorms began sweeping that city. Clearly, even civilians cowering in air raid shelters would die from the intense heat. The blaze could be observed for 4 days from 200 miles away, but gunner engineer Lyman Blackwell could see it in his mind long after that and in his dreams. You say St. Valentine's Day massacre to a German. He's likely to recall not the machine gun murders of a few Capone-era Chicago mobsters, but instead the bombing of Dresden, St. Valentine's Day, 1945. It's been called the most barbaric, senseless military operation of the Second World War. At least 35,000, perhaps as many as 135,000 civilians burned alive in the firestorms triggered by 1,200 tons of Allied bombs. And thus was the medieval metropolis known the world over for its incomparable architectural beauty, crushed and burned beyond recognition. But at least one crew member aboard one of those hundreds of Allied bombers deeply regretted his role in that particular mission. And today you have met him, an American B-17 gunner and flight engineer named Lyman Blackwell. In fact, Blackwell, then in his early 20s, has carried that remorse inside him to this day, haunted by the specious excuse that he was only following orders. So what was it? A subconscious atonement, as some have imagined, amends of sorts for helping unleash a fiery hurricane on more than 1 million helpless people? Well, whatever his motivation, the record reflects that United States Patent number 3778800, granted December 11, 1973, to inventor Lyman Blackwell, the same Lyman Blackwell who once gazed down in horror at a city that he helped set ablaze. And his invention, patented almost 30 years later, something which has since saved innumerable thousands from death by fire, for his invention was the smoke detector. And the next time yours beeps, it's a reminder to change its battery, I hope you'll remember Lyman Blackwell and the rest of the story.